battle of two teams. The Redskins. The Ravens. It's the Beltway Brawl on WTOP.
Yeah, just weeks ago, even the most devoted Skins fans would have to admit the Ravens coming to FedEx Field Sunday afternoon, that was going to be a beatdown, and it was going to be in Baltimore's favor.
But not anymore. The Redskins now on a three-game winning streak, gaining more confidence as the games go by. So we talked about it with WTOP Redskins beat reporter George Wallace.
No, Dimitri, and they're having problems scoring the football. We saw what happened last week against Pittsburgh. We saw it 3 weeks ago in Pittsburgh where they won without scoring a touchdown. And we saw the Redskins at 3-6 get refocused after the bye as Robert Griffin III said he was going to come back more focused. And guys are practicing better now, he said, and guys are just focused. So the offense is clicking for Washington, not so much for the Ravens. And the Ravens dealing with a little bit of injuries as well with Terrell Suggs with a torn bicep. The Redskins have had plenty of rest after that Dallas game, head to the Monday night. They do have a little short week this week coming into this game, but they're playing with the utmost confidence right now. I mean, it looks like it's a tale of two different seasons right now for the Redskins, and they're just playing with confidence. And, you know, momentum's a funny thing in the NFL, and players are saying, you know, week to week it's kind of tough, but they feel that they can get any, they can accomplish anything this team can.
What about the injuries on the Redskins side? We've got London Fletcher, D'Angelo Hall, possibly.
Possibly, but both say that they're not going to miss this game. Don't worry about that. London's going to play in his 237th game. He's been dealing with the ankle, and he came out of the Philly and Dallas game early with the ankle injury. Last week, he played on adrenaline, he said, but it's not 100%, and it's not going to be. He basically said he's not going to be 100% until the end of the season, but it's crunch time now. D'Angelo Hall sprained his ankle last Sunday, but he said first thing Wednesday afternoon that he's not missing the game. Trent Williams is dealing with a number of issues as well, but he said again today on Friday that there's no way he's missing the game either. The guys realize this now. I mean, they know that there's a difference between being hurt and injured in this league, and they're just sucking it up, and they're going to play.
How do you stop the Ravens' Ray Rice?
You don't. He's good. Well, they're going to have to get some push up front, Dimitri, with Barry Colfield, Stephen Bowen. Those guys are going to have to plug some holes up front. Ryan Kerrigan. And, you know, you just have to prevent the big play. I know it's easier said than done, but you can't let Ray Rice get to that third and fourth tier of the defense and get into the secondary because he'll outrun some people. And he's a very shifty back. Stephen Bowen said he's probably one of the most dynamic backs in the NFL right now. So they're going to have to slow him down. Only if you can completely stop him, but they're going to have to slow him down. And that's the guy that they're going to be keying on. Each player to a man said it this week.
And on the optimist side of the coin, how do the Ravens stop RG3 and, I guess, Morris?
Yeah, Alfred Morris and Robert Griffin III. That's a great 1-2 punch. And don't forget Pierre Garçon in this, because I think that is one of the big reasons, guys, that this team has been able to score some points the last few weeks. It's just that added extra weapon. And the Ravens know it. They're beat up on the defensive side with Suggs. Like I mentioned, Ray Lewis isn't going to play. Ed Reed is back there, and he can play. They know that. But the way that the Redskins have been able to disguise some things and running that pistol offense with the number of options in the backfield, I mean, they're just confusing people right now. And I think that if Griffin can hit some throws early, and then you have the secondary back on their heels, and then all of a sudden he rips off a 46-yard run. I mean, that's just the kind of things that this offense and Kyle Shanahan can do right now, and I think that the way that's clicking, it's tough to stop. It really is.
What is your prediction? A Redskins win, fourth in a row?
I'm going fourth in a row, yes. I'm on a two-game personal winning streak here, so we're going to go with a third-game personal winning streak. 24-20, I'm going Redskins. Guys, I just think that they, you know, they're playing well right now, and I think that, you know, the Ravens are going to be upset. They haven't lost two in a row in, you know, 4 years, so it's going to be tough to do, but I think that the way this offense is clicking right now, I think you're going to see a different Redskins team, and they're going to come out on top.
So the Ravens are just going to have to be upset. That's WTOP's Redskins beat reporter George Wallace.